All right. Well, we've had a lot of penguin talk, and now we are moving on to a show here currently running in Chicago. And we have two guests that came in. We have Derek Von Burum. That's
Barham.
Barham. Barham. I can't ever say his name
That's
right.
all right.
And then Jeremiah Alsop.
Yeah.
I got
Yeah.
that one. Okay.
Of course. Thanks for having
So,
us.
Derek, you are the artistic director, right? For
Correct.
this show. And it's called Head Over Heels, Coke Candy Productions. So tell me about your involvement first
Oh, sure.
and all that.
So I am the producing artistic director at Coke Candy. Just got that gig last year, so this is my first show with the company. Yeah, Head Over Heels. It's the my first show as producing artistic director, and I also co-directed the show with the amazing Elizabeth Swanson.
Okay.
We're running at Theater Wit right now, and it's been a pretty amazing, fun summer. We just announced today that we are extending,
Yes, I
so
read
we're
that.
actually going to be running until September the 8th. So 2 more weeks.
Wow, that's so great. Now, did you see the original version in New York?
I did not.
Okay.
I know a lot of people who did, though, and everyone who saw it came back and said, "Oh my God, you have to see the show. It's the queerest thing I've ever seen. I can't believe it's on Broadway. You must go, you must go, you must go." But then it closed in January, so I didn't
Right.
get a chance to get up there to see it.
Now, how did it get to Chicago so quickly after being in New York? How did that work?
I think everyone surrounding the show just knew kind of what a gift they had on their hands. It very much had a cult following. Even if a ton of people didn't see it in New York, the people who saw it loved it and saw it again and again and again. And so they were really great. Like, as soon as they announced that they were closing in New York, it was available. And so we checked and they were like, sure. So like after us here in Chicago, I think they've got like half a dozen other companies, San Diego, San Francisco, Florida, Atlanta, like right behind us. And so it was just this big, huge, wonderful, inclusive, queer dance party that they wanted to just explode across the country. So we're happy to help with that.
Well, tell people what the show's about in a nutshell.
Yeah, it's a fun mishmash, and on paper it sounds insane, but yet somehow it works really, really well. So it takes an 18th century poem that's just a very classic love story with a couple of couples and some mistaken identity and all of those fun romantic tropes, and it marries it to the 80s pop rock sound of the Go-Go's. So you get this really heightened verse that almost feels like Shakespeare mixed with just really good rock and roll music, and throw in sort of a 21st century queer sensibility when it comes to like casting and all of the sort of like gender play that's already sort of like written into those old stories. And it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, because back in Shakespeare days, right, they did a lot of gender swapping
Yeah,
and the
very
men played
much.
the women's roles and things like that. So it's kind of a nod to that. But then also very current with political times and very, just important, I think, to have out there,
Yeah,
right?
100%. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about self-expression and self-love, which is a message everyone needs to hear. But what's sort of nice about it too, because it's set in this kingdom called Arcadia, there's sort of this community aspect as well, which I think is super important, where it's this it's the you know it's an imaginary world where they think they're all happy, but then they all sort of like one by one start to wake up and realize that actually they've just been super complacent and there's something more. I mean, it's the Go-Go, so we've got the beat is in there. It's the opening number in the show, and it's this kingdom where the beat is sort of what they're known for. It's sort of their thing. It's they all keep rhythm. They're all but what they come to realize is that actually like the beat has made them all sort of it's become a little stale, and a little, again, complacent. And so they all sort of just kind of start realizing that it's all about their individual beats. It's quite
Nice.
lovely, very timely.
And tell us about you, Jeremiah. Your what do you play and all that in the show?
Oh, sure. So I play Musidorus in the show, who is one of the love interests. Yeah, it goes through quite the journey throughout the show.
You do a really good job. I remember you just stand out. Yeah, you're very good.
Thank you so much.
He's great.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'm happy to have the opportunity, but it's yes, so he starts off as a shepherd boy. He's in love with one of the royals, with the princess of the kingdom. And it's made clear from the start that that divide socially is not going to fly with the king. And I really respect and admire this about the character. And he's going to do whatever it takes to get to the girl that he loves.
Yeah.
No matter what that entails, even if that's taking on a whole nother gender and
right.
following her across the world.
So. How was that taking on the other gender? How was that for you?
Oh, so fun. It's uh-huh. been really interesting. So I've dabbled in drag before, but okay. Something that I've always loved and admired about that is that it is a character, and it's a whole another layer of acting, I think, to take yourself to that place and really head-to-toe transformation in that realm. So it was really fun to give myself the freedom to play in that with this show, to still be Jeremiah and still be Jeremiah playing a role, but also within that role to take that to another character and say, oh, cool, so how would he play like I do in this different world? How would he react when all of a sudden he's in heels and he's getting this attention from people that he's never gotten, which I very much related with. So it was, it's been really freeing and so much fun. It's been a blast.
Yeah. Did you have any tips from people? Did people give you tips about whatever, putting on makeup, whatever?
Oh, not so much. I okay. had I had done some drag for about a year, but
oh, okay.
through that time, I definitely got lots and lots of tips and lots yeah. of help. But
yeah.
this was kind of like, great, we trust you, fend for yourself, and now here are the heels and here's the wig, and there you go. So,
do you watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh, yes.
I mean, oh my goodness.
I mean, come on.
Who's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, you know, whatever we're allowed to say about upcoming things, but I'm excited to see what Jujubee does in the future. I've always been a loyal fan of Jujubee.
And a nice person. Jujubee is a very nice person.
Oh, that's what I've heard. Yeah, yeah. I'm in Chicago,
nice.
Very sweet in the community.
You can just run up and talk to Juju anytime you want.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I heard about the new casting for the new season, and I'm hearing no Chicago people.
Me too, actually.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I heard a couple made it pretty far, but no one's actually on the show.
That's so disappointing because I feel like we've always had a Chicago one. I usually interview the Chicago one. That's the one I go for.
Exactly. Right.
And now I'm like, do I just pick like a fun name or what do I do?
Right. Well, you know, whatever I can, so I'll let you know afterwards. But yeah. I've got a friend who I think we can root for together. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll oh, good. We'll talk about that after.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll have you guys on to talk more about Head Over Heels. This is Jerry Nunn and I'm out. All right, this is Jerry Nunn on nunontherun.com, and that was The Beat by The Go-Go's, and we are talking Head Over Heels, a production that's going on in Chicago at the Theater Wit, and that is going just now extended through September 8th. We have Derek and Jeremiah from the production here in the studio. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here.
There you go. Okay, well, this is the first time you've done some radio stuff a little bit. It's doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're great.
Yeah.
We're doing
okay.
great.
Okay, we have a beautiful view here.
There's a view.
We do, yeah. Let me know if you have another opening. I'd be happy to come back.
So tell some people more about the show. Overall, it's got go-go songs. It's got a fun Renaissance kind of feel to it.
Oh, sure. I think something I've noticed since we opened that I wasn't quite ready for in a good way is that I think so many people relate to the show and have a good time, even if they don't think it's for them. It really does become a show for everyone. I think there's at least one person that everyone can connect to and sympathize with and follow throughout the journey, because everyone goes through some sort of change, whether it's internal or external. And that's so rewarding to watch and to connect with, but it's also a fun, even if paying attention may not be your thing, if nothing else, it's a fun dance party. It's the Go-Go's for 2 hours and 15 minutes. So
yeah, you hear like the Cool blast. Jerk and all of that.
Playing, oh, yeah, all of
dance.
Them. The little hidden gems that, yeah. That
there's a lot of dance and choreography, too.
Oh, there is,
there's
yes, by Brian Arzel.
Yeah.
Who was fantastic. So
yeah,
so,
yeah.
So good. And our band led by our music director, Kira Lee, just like rocking out for 2 hours. I mean,
yeah, that's a good looking band.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, why did they save them till the very end for the curtain call? Like, I would have liked them to pop up before the show starts, maybe an intermission. I mean, they're so cute and good looking. like you want them to be around, and they're so talented.
About it, but okay. We wanted to have something to save, like because you remember specifically, like the end of the show. Spoiler alert: end of the show, we show off the band.
Yeah, you show off the band at the end. But that was also in New York too. I heard that that was a thing. That was a choice that they did. So I get that maybe you don't want to monkey with that. But
well, and it's written into the curtain call that like each of the band members gets like a really fun sort of spotlight. Like they, the show takes really good care of future productions in terms of like giving nice little cues like that. Like every member of the band gets a little spotlight moment, which is great.
Yeah, what do you think about people that leave before the curtain call's over? Oh, do you know people that do that?
Well, Theater Wit, it's
not
hard.
Here.
It would not work.
I won't let them out the doors. We get to, there's a little interaction at the end. We get to dance in the aisles and with people. So if I see someone going for the door, I will gladly pull them right back into where John.
I love that.
Unless they look like they're very upset or possibly in pain, in which case they're excused.
They need it even more.
Yeah, maybe they need to go to the bathroom, the poor person.
Two more minutes. Back. They can wait.
Just hold it. Squeeze a dime. Yeah. You know, I noticed, especially like Broadway and Chicago stuff, a lot of times they don't want to deal with the crowd, so people like leave early and stuff like that. But it's good to hear that they don't do that there.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like the size of our house, we see like 100 people at most. It's not like you're fighting through the masses. Mm-hmm. So yeah, take your time, enjoy, stick around for curtain call. It's a huge dance party. You get to like mingle with the actors a little bit. And usually, like when it's a good night, the audience is standing and dancing along with us at the end, which feels so good.
Yeah, I could tell you guys were encouraging people to do that. So get up out of your seats, stand, have a good time. Dance to the Go-Go's. I interviewed Belinda Carlisle for was it Market Days or Pride Fest?
Yeah, she was here a few.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I asked her about that show and stuff, but I thought it was going to be about the Go-Go's themselves when I asked her stuff. I mean, she just, you know, talked about it, but that's what I thought. It was like the story of the Go-Go's, but it's not at all.
So. That story should be written.
Yeah,
that,
one day.
With someone else's music.
They're fighting and stuff.
Yeah.
One time I asked her, I said, how did the Go-Go's even get together? And she's like, read my bio. And I was like, okay, Ms. Carlisle.
All right.
It's for the readers, not for me. You know, like sometimes people just want to hear, like, you know, in a nutshell how you got started.
Absolutely.
So that was my thing. But she can be, you know, she's a piece of work. She's pretty cool if you ask her the right things. Right. But yeah. You know.
Well, I think they were smart. I'm sure. I mean, with how popular their catalog of music is, I'm sure this isn't the first time they've been asked to do some sort of show.
Right.
And when you see interviews with Belinda and the rest of the Go-Go's, like they say, like, we weren't sure about this at first, but then Jeff Whitty and Broadway Licensing and some of the other people working on the show, like, really kind of like laid it out for them what they wanted it to be. And I think they, you know, it's almost smarter than a typical jukebox musical, because if it's the Go-Go story, in a way, we already know what that's going to be, but we get to enjoy their music and hear this completely new story and almost like show like how BA they are. Mm-hmm. you know, like to be able to put their music to this story that is so progressive and so forward thinking, even though it's set, you know, it sort of has like a bit of a Renaissance flair, but it really does show how their music, I mean, they were rebels, you know, and it just fits in such a cool way that you couldn't do if it were just telling their story.
Yeah. So people can get tickets at cocandyproductions.com.
Correct.
Or they can call 773-975-8150. And this is at the Theater Wit box office. Mm-hmm. What else are you guys working on? What's coming up next?
I don't know. This was the first one for me as artistic director. So definitely a lot of ideas, but nothing set. This is our focus right now, especially with it extending. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Yeah. This was not a cheap show to make, too. I'm sure it looked like it cost a lot of money.
I mean,
it looks expensive.
Yeah, I'm glad it looks that.
Yeah, because, I mean, the costumes alone can be difficult. I mean, I saw the ones on Broadway, and it was, like, crazy.
Well, our costume designer is Uriel Gomez, and he is just phenomenal. And what we talked about was, whereas on Broadway, it felt like they really sort of stuck to that sort of Elizabethan style. Like, it was like, let's do that, but also, like, maybe a little Madonna, maybe a little RuPaul's Drag Race. Because, too, I mean, it's a magical kingdom that's completely made up, so it can look like whatever we want it to look like. And so, like, he was just incredible in pulling all sorts of influences. So there, you know, there's corsets, and there's stockings, and there's high heels, and there's a little bit of everything, but it all just, it looks gorgeous.
Backstage must be crazy.
It's
with hair.
Tell us about
and,
it.
Yes, tell us about it.
Oh, it is. It's a tight space with all of us, but It is. It's a good time. Luckily, the cast is amazing. We all get along very well. And I think from the start, we were in a very nurturing, safe space where we were allowed to all play together. And that's only gotten more and more comfortable and fused as we've gone along. So I'm glad that we get another 2 weeks. It's such a great cast. But backstage, it is tight. It can get a little crazy, but
18
of us back there. There are some little stairs that lead to the upstairs dressing room, and it's... Oh, it's a tight squeeze.
It's a showgirl's moment waiting to happen.
Wow, that's so crazy. Well, we want to thank you guys for coming in tonight. This has been so great.
People
need to run out and see this show. Get your heels on and get to the theater. Head over heels at the Wit. And that's going through September 8th.
Thanks so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.